federal government has to help the people of Puerto Rico survive, recover, and rebuild stronger, and rebuild better, and rebuild in a more resilient way.
That is New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand summarizing the message from Democratic lawmakers in Washington just days after Hurricane Fiona devastated Puerto Rico. It's the second such devastating hurricane to hit the island in 5 years. The climate-fueled storm made landfall as a Category 1 storm on Sunday, dumping more than 20 inches of rain in 24 hours in multiple locations, knocking out power to the entire island, flooding towns, and destroying bridges and other infrastructure. As of Tuesday morning, power had been restored to approximately 20% of the island. Water service was cut to two-thirds of customers, or more than 830,000 homes and businesses, due to flooding at water treatment plants. Gillibrand noted that it was the fifth anniversary of Hurricane Maria, from which Puerto Rico has yet to recover.
Even before Hurricane Fiona touched down this weekend, thousands of homes in Puerto Rico still had nothing but a tattered blue tarp as a roof. Can you imagine what it would be like to live without a roof over your head? It's unacceptable. The government had only completed 21% of more than 5,500 official post-hurricane projects. And only five of the island's 78 municipalities said at least half of the projects in the region had been completed.
While lawmakers pushed for more federal disaster relief and resources for FEMA, New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez also highlighted the importance of managing the relief effectively.
That doesn't matter that you appropriate disaster money if it doesn't end up going to the people of Puerto Rico, if it doesn't create an energy grid that is resilient so that whenever the next hurricane or natural disaster comes, the lights stay on. The lights stay on.
Puerto Rico's power grid was also a focus for lawmakers, who noted the island's opportunity to create a renewable, decentralized grid would create more resiliency and address carbon emissions. Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer also criticized LUMA Energy and the Puerto Rico Electric Power Authority, or PREPA, after the latter's privatization in the wake of Hurricane Maria.
The situation is a disaster. Enough is enough. The Puerto Rican Energy Bureau must push PREPA and LUMA not only to restore power, but to once and for all create a distributed, more resilient grid, and we will back them up. These two agencies, PREPA and LUMA, cannot stand in the way once again, because you've seen by their inaction the disaster and the harm that has gone to the people of Puerto Rico.
Ultimately, for Congresswoman Nydia Velasquez of New York, the first Puerto Rican to serve in Congress, the federal response is about equity.
In terms of policies, it's about equity. It's about providing equal resources that we do in the United States to every state and to every American citizen.
Meanwhile, Hurricane Fiona continues to churn across the Caribbean, having strengthened to a Category 3 storm and hitting the islands of Turks and Caicos. The National Weather Service does not project that Fiona will impact the mainland U.S. It is closely watching the potential for another tropical storm that could hit Puerto Rico. Reporting for KPFA, I'm Andy Spivak.